With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Forever 35. This is a podcast about the things that we do to take care of ourselves. And I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed, but please remember, we are podcast hosts. We are not experts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, which I hope you would like to do, you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can also visit our website, Forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can also shop the products we recommend at shopmyshelf.us/forever35. They're just kind of arranged a little more intuitively than they are on the website. We are also on Twitter, where we basically never tweet, but you can follow us there at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group. The password there is serums. We also have a newsletter, which you can sign up for at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. And we are doing a giving circle to support the States Project. And our goal is to get to $20,000. So, you know, every little bit helps. And you can donate at bit.ly/Forever35PodcastGC. We will also link to that in the show notes. But yes, we appreciate any and all support there.
We are almost at $12,000 raised.
Yay!
That's amazing. Thank you all so much. We're so excited about this giving circle. It's been really inspiring to watch people donate or join or do whatever they can. So thank you for participating with us. We are psyched.
It's very cool.
It's like a nice little bit of hope in an otherwise grim world. Wow, I've been so negative lately. You know what? I'm not going to go there today, Dori. I have a 90s hip hop playlist going in the background while I'm working. I'm going to just... Yeah, I'm going to turn it around today.
Okay, you're going to turn that frown upside down.
That's right. It's going to be a upside down frown.
We call that a smile, Kate.
That's another word for it. But, you know, I like to make things difficult.
Well, Kate.
Anyway, yes,
what is going on with you?
Oh, Dori. No, it's fine. Again, I'm not going to be a negative Nelly. I am going to say I'm pretty sure I have a nail fungus situation going on here.
Oh, dear.
I think in my quest of having fake nails, I then somewhere down the line got a nail fungus.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I mean, didn't you also have a nail fungus at some point?
I had a toenail fungus situation.
And did you take a prescription pill?
I did. Not a pill. Okay. I used an ointment.
But a prescription ointment.
A prescription ointment, yes.
Okay. I have a call. I have a video call with my doctor today to inquire.
Okay.
About, and actually, you know what, Dory? I think it's possible I gave myself this situation.
How so?
Okay. I think maybe I filed off my gel nails. Whoops.
Okay.
Not supposed to do that. And I actually think what's happening, it's either a fungus, because I can actually see that the nails have gotten a little better, or it's something I've self-diagnosed myself with called onycholysis, which is the separation of the fingernail from its nail bed. And I've had this before, like from running and my, you know, like, or if you slam your finger in a door, your nail might fall off. But I actually have read that like fungal infection can cause this. So it's possible that's what that is. Or you can also like file your nails so thin that they start to separate. This is gross. I realize this is kind of gross to talk about. But you know what it's made me realize?
What, Kate?
In my endless quest for the fingernails of my dreams, I've ruined the fingernails that I have.
Ooh, there's a lesson in there somewhere.
Something's happening, right? There's something to be learned from this where I don't know. I want long, beautiful nails, and now I have nails that are essentially falling off. So, you know, do with this lesson what you will, friends out there. And if you've been on this journey, hit me up. Again, I want to repeat, I am talking to a doctor today. So I am trying to go like the safest route. I have been putting an ointment on.
I'm glad you're talking to a doctor.
Yeah, I figured that was probably the best thing to do rather than self-diagnosing via Google at 11 o'clock at night, which is what I normally like to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you know, it's like that thing that I think can happen where like you go seeking, you know, like this like warped world of vanity that many of us / most of us are kind of stuck in, right? Like you seek something and then oftentimes the change or like the pursuit makes it worse rather than better.
Yeah.
I would say overly done lips are an example of this.
It's tricky, right? Like it's hard to know what that line is.
Yeah. I mean, it's, look, you and I are fans of Jessica Tofino, the beauty writer. And I think she talks a lot about this in her work of like, you're sucked into these things. It's like a pointless pursuit, you know, like this is what is intended almost by beauty culture is the endless pursuit and the never met goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have I stepped out of this journey? No, of course not. I mean, but this is the trap. Anyway, just want to say that I see that I'm in it, but I'm in it.
I am sorry.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It is what it is. It's a metaphor for something larger, and I'll work on that. Anyway, how are you over there? What's new?
I am fine. Today was the last day of preschool for Henry, like not forever, but in his little class. Like he moves up to the next class.
Oh, he's graduating.
He's graduating from like the 2-year-old classroom. And I don't know. I mean, you know, you have kids. It's emotional. And also it's just like interesting because like he like understands what's happening, but I think not like fully.
Totally.
And they did this really cute thing today where like the parents came for the end of class today and we all sang the goodbye songs. And then they had a little, so the class that he'll be in next year, our school is in two different buildings on the same block. And they did this little scavenger hunt for them to find the new building. And he was like so into it. It was so sweet. And they brought their family books over and dropped them off. And they all got a flower. And like the kids who are there now, like greeted them. And it was like very, very sweet. But yeah, he's like, the first year of preschool is over. He's like a kid. It's so weird.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, what a sweet little baby. Well, I get it. It's wild. You know, everything feels like a big milestone. And then it like reflects back where you are in your life. You know, like there's a little bit of just like, oh my God, what? It's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that this is only like the first of many, but it was moving.
Oh, that's very sweet, Dory.
Yeah.
He's becoming a big boy.
He is becoming a big boy. And I took a picture of him in his classroom. I said, okay, Henry, I'm going to take a picture of you. And he said, cheese! And like posed. Which is also a new thing that he started doing. And it's just like, he's just, you know, he's growing up. He's growing up.
Yeah. He's a very charming little lad, I have to say. Like, I really enjoy these. I think maybe because like, you know, my kids are like so big and we're just like talking about like very adult things with them that like I miss this feeling of just like youngness.
Yeah.
You know, instead I'm like, let me talk to you about like your options for menstruating. You know, it's like,
right.
What? When did this happen?
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Anyway. Well, Kate, should we take a little break and hear for some listeners?
Dory, I would like honestly nothing more in my life than to do exactly that.
Okay, let's do that. BRB.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link
to get 20% off honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. So on a previous episode, I mentioned an email we received from a listener in Canada that made me cry. And I wanted to share it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I went into the inbox and I found it. So here's the email we received. Hi, Kate and Dory. I just wanted to send you and your American listeners a note of love and solidarity from Canada. It has been so difficult to watch the collective despair you are all feeling and that we Canadians very much share around the recent gun violence and Roe versus Wade leak. Keep going. Your Canadian pals are with you and support you in your activism and political involvement every step of the way. We too are donating to progressive American advocacy organizations and talking about these issues in our home communities. As Audre Lorde said, I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are very different from my own. Love, your friends north of the border. Okay. You know, I just want to say thank you again for this message. It came at a time when I needed to hear it.
Yeah.
And it made me personally feel less alone.
It is nice to know that we have their support.
You know, it also, I think sometimes, and I know what this is, COVID at play, but like even with the connectivity of the internet and like listening to podcasts and all the ways in which we like can commune, it still does feel very lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's just something comforting to me to know that like a Canadian is up there sending kind words.
Totally.
And no pressure to this person, but you represent all of Canada to me. So that makes me feel even better. And you know what I would also say? Back at you to anybody else
totally.
Out there. You know, we're with you.
Totally.
Well, let's shift gears wildly.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about ingrown hairs and pimples.
Would you like me to read this one?
Yeah, take it away. I'm going to curl up and just let your dulcet tone soothe me.
All right. I had to pause the pod when Kat and Dor were reading the letter about the pimple patch / ingrown hair idea and how we should use face products on our body.
I've been meaning to email this tip for a while, and this finally spurred me. Maybe 2 years ago, Kat mentioned that she uses Pixie Glow Tonic in her armpits to ward off BO. I have hidradenitis suppurativa. Do not Google it. Trust me. It causes all sorts of skin havoc, mostly in the form of incredibly painful cysts and pimples in the lymph node regions. Again, do not Google. Anywho, I could feel one coming, and I remembered what Kat said about Pixie Glow Tonic, thought it couldn't hurt, and swiped a burgeoning cyst with what I now believe is magical stuff. The tonic not only reduced the swelling and pain, but I started using it regularly in affected areas, and I think it is preventing new episodes. So thanks for the rec, Kat. Love the show.
Okay. Now, first thing I need to say is when someone tells me twice not to Google something, I want even more to Google it.
Ah, yes. The human condition.
Right? Like, is this not the struggle? Now, do you know what this is? Hidradenitis?
No.
You pronounced it so well.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? I pre-read and said it out loud to myself in my head. I don't know if that is actually how it is pronounced, but I was like, this sounds like it is how it's pronounced.
So. You said it so confidently that I
thank
was like,
you, Kate. I appreciate wow. you.
So I have.
But you know what? I will say, Kate, mm-hmm. I did take this listener's advice and I did not Google this.
Well, I haven't Googled it, but I'm telling you that I'm doing it right now. Oh. Okay. It's a condition that causes lumps to form under the skin. Okay. Do I want to look at images? Oop. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Okay. All right. Listener, you were right. I was wrong. Thank you for that. Well, first of all, this sounds like a challenging condition. Mm-hmm. I actually have gotten cysts in my lymph node regions, like in my groin. Have you ever had cysts there? Like ingrown kind of?
Yes. You know, I used to get them more, and then I stopped getting for a while. And then I had one not that long ago, like within the last few months. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I was like, oh.
It's one of those.
This is. It's one of these.
Yeah, like lymph node cysts.
Yeah, but I was able to pop it. Does it go away on
its own? Okay. No, I popped it. Satisfying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I do think Pixie Glow Tonic is a magical product. I don't still wipe my armpits with it.
It is. It is a magical product.
I was on I was doing an Instagram live for a book club last night, and the host asked me what my like favorite all-time serum was, and I named Pixie Glow Tonic.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I think it's just, you know, it's like I always have it around. Like some serums come and go. Some fancy serums come and go, but Pixie Glow Tonic is always in my medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you had this, like my grandmother, daughter of immigrants. So she always kind of had like, you know, like my dad was remembering she used to make him drink onion juice when he was sick. You know, she always had like tools for healing. And she always kept something called mentholatum around and used it for everything. And I feel like Pixie Glow Tonic is my mentholatum. Do you know what mentholatum is?
No.
It's like Vicks VapoRub, but for grandmothers.
Okay.
Did you ever grow up with a product? Like, did your grandparents or parents have like a foolproof product that they basically like used as a catch-all remedy?
No, I believe I have discussed that, like, my parents, I mean, we, like, obviously, we went to the doctor, we took antibiotics, but there were very few medications or remedies in the house. Like, if you needed an Advil, you would not find one in our home.
Really?
Yes. There was no cough syrup. There were no bandages. I mean, there were like band-aids, but like there was not a lot of stuff.
There was
no
gauze.
You can ask my brother and sister for confirmation. They will confirm this. There was just not like, there were no like pain relievers in the home.
That is hilarious. Are your parents still not like medicine people?
No, they're not.
I mean, I think that's fine.
Yeah, it's just it's like it's just funny. So like, no, there were no like remedies in our home.
Like when you got period cramps, did you have to essentially figure that out on your own?
Like yeah, I never took anything for them in high school.
You didn't? You just dealt with it?
I just soldiered on.
I feel like this has shaped you in ways that you might not realize. Like that? I'm serious. I guess that's a silly thing to say, but I mean it. All right, let's play this recommendation voicemail, shall we?
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, you two. This is Erin from Minnesota. I'm just calling in response to the caller who is trying to grow longer, stronger nails. This is actually a rep from, I believe, the Forever 35 Facebook group. But the OPI Nail Envy Strengthener is amazing. It's a total game changer. It stays on great. It just looks like a little bit of a glossy clear coat. But it really strengthens my nails. It's amazing. I'm constantly using them as tools. And it's really helped. They're thicker than they used to be. So anyway, it's about $18 a bottle, which is kind of pricey. But I think I'm on my like fourth or fifth bottle. And I'll never be without it again. Thanks so much. Hope that helps. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now, I just want you to know I can't find this anywhere because obviously, you know me, woman on a quest for nails.
Yes, yes. So you immediately went to look for it and you couldn't find
it. Immediately. Even after I just gave a big speech about how I need to be satisfied with my nails as they are, I then was like, time to go find this OPI Nail Envy. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Wow.
I feel like we've gotten this recommendation before. Does it really work? I've never had... Like, does it really work? I'm not asking you. This is kind of just a broad.
This is rhetorical.
Yes, this is a rhetorical question. Does it really work? Because
does it really work?
I've tried so many like nail strengtheners over the decades that I've been alive.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Keep experimenting on my crumbling nails.
Yep.
All right, Dory, let's take another break. And
all right.
When we come back, we've got a wreck and then a big question.
Okay. We'll be right back.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have
is
some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
All right. We're back.
Dory?
Yes, Kate.
This person texted us and they said, had to pause the pod to tell you, Petal from Boy Smells is the greatest candle of all time. It smells like standing in a freaking flower field wearing a sundress in mid-spring.
You know, I have never bought a Boy Smells candle, but a few people have recommended them, and I am intrigued.
You know, I have never bought a Boy Smells candle either. In fact, I want to know who is behind Boy Smells. Like, do we know
also it's kind of anything? It's kind of a bad name.
I agree with you. But like, I actually think the name has kind of turned me off from purchasing.
Yeah.
This is interesting. It says magnolia, night blooming tuberose, and wild geranium fill the headspace, while golden amber, patchouli, and exotic musk make for an intoxicating accord of bass notes. I would try it. I know people who are obsessed with Boy Smells candles, and I'm honestly not quite sure where to begin, but okay. This says that, I'm just going to read this, Dory. They say they are packaged in pink and conceived beyond the gender binary. Our full-bodied fragrances and intimate apparel make loving your identity a daily ritual.
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, I still don't know who's behind old Boy Smells, but okay, I'm intrigued. Casey Musgraves has a Boy Smells candle called Slow Burn.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. If you're a Boy Smells baby, tell us what else that you like and maybe we'll try some out.
All right.
I didn't know if you know, Dory, that fans of Boy Smells call themselves Boy Smells babies. Okay,
well,
Dory.
If they didn't, they do now.
They do now. Yeah, we've just started that trend.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very long email with a deep question.
I'm hoping you might be able to provide an objective opinion about a recent development slash challenge that has come up in my relationship. My boyfriend of 7-ish months mentioned in the past that he has struggled with finances and had a pretty low period where he wasn't making enough money to make ends meet. OMG, we need to pay journalists slash reporters more. And he accumulated a hefty amount of debt. When he brought this up a few months ago, it seemed like he was getting a repayment schedule under control, but that it was a major daily stressor. I should also note he struggles with ADHD and moved across the country and started a new job in the last 10 months. So he's got a lot going on. Fast forward to tonight. He's let me know he's been quite stressed this week, so I asked him to come over and talk. He just left my apartment after we discussed his debt situation, the main source of stress, for a few hours, and I'm feeling overcome with uncertainty about his slash our future and also guilty for feeling this way, having some judgments about our compatibility because of his financial situation. It is worse than I had imagined. He has many thousands of dollars in debt, and his debt has been sold to collection agencies who threaten to sue. He is so, so ashamed of the situation. He does not have the cash to pay off the debt, so he is planning on getting a loan from his family, which he plans to pay off for the next 3 years. He mentioned he would probably need to get a second job to make ends meet. Seriously, we need to pay journalists more. This all feels like a lot. I'm 32, he's 31, and this is just not a situation I thought I'd find myself in at this time in my life. I want to go on vacations, not think twice about having a beer at our neighborhood bar and start to plan, i.e. save for a house and eventually kids with a partner who also wants that. He shares this desire, but does not have the capacity to save for these things along with me. Now, understanding that every spare dollar of his will go to paying off debt for the next few years makes me really uneasy. How do I know if I should stick it out? We are so compatible in so many ways, and I love being with him. I'm just having a hard time with the huge constraints this would put on our relationship. I make decent money, but certainly not enough for the both of us. Up until now, I've been paying for the majority of meals, etc., and I always assumed that it would balance out, but now I don't But now I know that it won't, at least anytime soon. Ugh, feeling very lost and at odds between wanting to be supportive and putting my needs first. Would love, love, love any advice on this. Thank you for everything.
Okay. Dory, what do you think?
Kate. Oh, I want to know what you think.
I honestly don't know. I'm a little bit like, I think you have to love the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
Debts and all. Mm-hmm. And that if this is the person that you want to do all those things with, like, he doesn't have the capacity to save for these things. Only. Well, I mean, like, he might be able to save. I don't know. I mean, paying off your debt then allows you to begin building savings and equity. So I think it's okay that that is what he is going to be doing. I guess I'm just not sure. I don't know. Does debt outweigh like being in love with somebody? This is a hard question because I hear what this person is saying. That's a lot, you know, and it does change. It does impact your own life. So I'm stuck on this one. This is finances really, really, and I will say, and then I'll shut up. It is a really huge thing to consider because they can essentially break a relationship. Like not seeing eye to eye on finances, on money, on investing, on saving, all of that. If you are not on the same page, at least agreeing with like how you're going to approach the situation, it really can destroy a relationship.
Listener, this is so hard. I am not optimistic about the future of this relationship.
Mm.
Not because your boyfriend doesn't make a lot of money and has, you know, debt. My concern is kind of what Kate was saying, that you're really not on the same page about money. That's not to say that you couldn't be, but I think it will take a lot of work. I will also say that as you get older and you want to have a house and kids and like having money makes things a lot easier. That's just the way it is. Yep. Like I'm, you know, I wish I could be a romantic and be like, it doesn't matter. Love conquers all. But like, from where I sit now at 45,
yeah,
I just don't think that that is true anymore. I'm sure I will get a lot of shit for this, but like, I don't know. I just feel like this is not going to go away. This is going to be a constant stressor. And like, if you're up for that and you're up for navigating that and you're up for dealing with it and, you know, just kind of knowing that that is going to be a part of your relationship probably for a very long time, then I would say do what you need to do to make it work. If you are not up for it, that's okay. It's okay to not be up for it. It's okay to break up with him because of this. It is. Like, it just is. And like, I wish the world were different, but we live in a country that has no social safety net and it's fucking hard. It's really fucking hard to not have money. And like, obviously a lot of people listening to this show do not have a lot of money. And I'm sure people will be like, no, that's like, you're being too harsh. How could you say that? Like, this is how I feel right now living in this country with a child. And it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. I mean, Dory, you make a really good point. And when you partner with somebody, you know, your finances are intrinsically connected, even if you keep separate accounts. Like, you are going to be impacted in that way. And I think you do make a good point. This is the reality and of where we live. And if saving, you know, like this listener does say, like saving for vacations and planning for a house and a family, and if that's really important to you, then maybe this person is not right for you at this time. That being said, they just had this first conversation. This partner had they had never really discussed his debt.
Is that a reddish flag for you though? I know they've only been together for 7 months, but like, it sounds like they've gotten pretty serious. Is it? It's like, I don't know. I can't tell.
Well, this
it's like a little bit of a red flag to me that he was not that forthcoming about what was actually going on. And well, it makes me wonder if there's actually more to the story that we still don't know.
I would just flag that this listener notes later on and, you know, in this paragraph that he is so, so ashamed of the situation. And there's so mm-hmm. much shame associated with debt. And I know when I had some credit card debt, not many thousands, but some, it was shame. It was embarrassing. It was shameful. It's like our culture is so confusing because most people are operating from a place of debt and yet there's so much shame surrounding it. Like, it's just the way we talk about money is just so fucked up. So it would not surprise me if this person was ashamed and didn't mm-hmm. want to bring it up and was embarrassed. And so I think if this person is somebody you want to be with, consider this the start of the conversation, not the end. You know, now you know this about them. Well, you know, keep talking about it. You know, see what their plan is. Tell them your concerns. Maybe you already did. But I do think, like, you also don't need to, like, jump the gun in the situation, so to speak, because it seems like you just had a really intense conversation and now you're processing. So I would say you don't need to, like, make the leap from intense conversation to breaking up with them. I think there's more to be discussed and worked on together.
Yeah, Kate, I mean, I think I feel conflicted about this. Like, I think it's easy for me to say, like I said, from where I stand as like at 45 with a kid, like just I have a different perspective on this that it's harder for me to kind of put myself back in the place of someone who is 32 and has been dating someone for 7 months and like has had this conversation and like, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Like, maybe this is just the start of the conversation. And like, it does sound like he has a plan. I'm thinking about this part in, Keith Gessen's new book, Raising Rafi, which is about, his kid with my friend Emily Gould, Rafi, and like he was a very difficult baby and toddler. And it's just kind of about their lives. And one thing that Keith says in the book is like he never cared about money. They're both writers and like they kind of lived just not like they didn't have a lot of money. And he said he never cared about that until he had a kid and he saw how much easier it was to have a kid when you have money. In terms of like childcare and just everything. And he said that was really when it became clear to him, like why people want to have money. And I think that's something that like, we don't talk about that much that like, you know, we love to say, well, money doesn't buy happiness. Like that is true, but it does make things easier in a lot of ways. And so I don't think that we should like sugarcoat that. I think we should be like realistic about that. So I just think, you know, as my old therapist liked to say, this is all data. This is all good data that you now have. And you need to think about what is important to you and how you want to kind of move forward and live your life. And like, look, I'm not going to tell you, you have to break up with him, but I just think this is good data for you. That's it.
I love how you're framing that. It's data.
It's data. It's data.
It's good information.
It's good information.
This is a very sensitive topic, and I would love to hear from other people about it, mm-hmm. lovingly. If we can, you know, I mean, it's a really sensitive, prickly topic.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thank you all for trusting us with your questions.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
We do.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.